Hi, I'm Ann Frazier, and welcome to Bringing Hope to Alzheimer's. This podcast is going to be a lot about Alzheimer's, dementia, and all the different realms that that has to take, as well as we're going to talk about early detection, brain health, prevention. We're going to talk about what to do once you have Alzheimer's or a loved one does. We're going to talk about finances and trusts and all the different things that come into play when you're dealing with someone who has Alzheimer's or dementia. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about my personal story as we go throughout each podcast and bring in specialists that can help with a lot of the different aspects that you deal with someone with this disease. My story started out with both of my parents ended up getting diagnosed with what was called probable Alzheimer's. And so back when they were diagnosed, there was not any specific way of being able to tell what they had for sure unless you did an autopsy. And obviously, you're not going to do that on someone who's alive. So they were diagnosed with probable Alzheimer's. And the journey that we took from there is a long one and a very, very, it can be messy. It can be funny. It can also be sad. There's a lot of emotions that go on through that journey that we had with not one, but both of my parents. And that lends to when I was diagnosed with MCI, which is mild cognitive impairment, and my journey of where I've been with my own cognitive decline and what I continue to deal with and work through on a daily basis with my diagnosis. So this is going to be a journey as we walk through all the things that I've been through of being a caregiver and so forth to what resources are available to people starting this journey, because it's a messy one and we're here to help walk you through that. So with my story, after taking care of my parents, like many caregivers, I took care of them for 3 years. And so many times caregivers neglect their own health, so to speak. And I'm actually a really healthy individual. I actually did a bodybuilding competition to kind of get through the time when both of my parents passed away 6 months from each other back in 2012. And so I started having some issues with my cognition and amongst a few other things. So when I was talking with some friends, I decided that I actually was going for a completely different reason to an integrative functional medicine doctor. And through that process, it's a really cool process in the fact that the first time I met with my doctor, we were there for about an hour and a half, and I had filled out lengthy forms prior to getting there. And then we walked through each form together. She was looking at my history of my family members that have all had, who have passed away from dementia, especially Alzheimer's. And through that deep dive talking with her that week, which was in August of 17, she said, oh my goodness, because I had expressed to her that I was having some issues with my cognition that I had not told anyone, but I felt like I needed to bring that up. She said, this week, a book just came out, and it was Dr. Dale Bredesen's book, The End of Alzheimer's. And she said, they are starting to show that there are people who can potentially be reversed out of cognitive decline. So that immediately made me feel very hopeful. And so we decided to do a bunch of different testing. We did do some cognitive testing. We also tested a lot of other things that was going to tell a story of what was happening inside my body. And they've identified 45 plus different things that can cause cognitive decline. So I did all the testing. And when they pulled back and brought out the results, then my doctor sat down with me with this stack of all of my results and went through line by line by line and explained, this number is telling me that you're highly insensitive to gluten, highly sensitive to gluten. This number is saying this and that. And so we went through it and we came up with a plan. And in that plan, we were able to each month decide on one thing that we were going to change in my plan. For instance, many women, there's five of the what's considered a sex hormone, so estrogen, estradiol, pregnenolone, testosterone, and there's one other one and I can't remember it. So these five sex hormones, and basically I had zero. I had less than a trace of all five of them. That is a huge, huge cognitive decline component. And so through that, we were able to start me out on a compounding pharmacy troche that melts up in my cheek at night. And we've had to tweak it, of course, over time as I'm aging and things change in your life. But that has made one of the biggest impacts on my cognition. We also had to balance out. I had no vitamin B in my body. My body just would not absorb that well at all. And so anyway, we went through, and every month we added another piece to the puzzle of fixing some of these things that can cause cognitive decline. And it took about a year, but after a year, we were able to get my cognition back up to 100%. Now, I'm not saying that there's a cure. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. I'm not a nutritionist. I am none of those things. But I am someone who has been diagnosed with MCI, mild cognitive impairment, and I have been able to reverse that back to 100%. And it doesn't mean that I'm always at 100%. Sometimes I'll have moments because stress can be a huge issue for me, and that can cause me to have some problems. Sleep, I have to have really great quality sleep. If I'm low on sleep, I will have some cognition problems. I have to keep my diet really, really strict of not eating the things that are inflammatory for me. It's very specific to me. What's inflammatory for me may not be inflammatory for you or the next person. So I have a plan, and I follow that plan pretty well. And I'm human, and sometimes I go off my plan a little bit if we're on vacation or other things. But as long as I've stayed on my plan, I've actually been able to keep my cognition really, really well. I'm at 100%. And so that is what I want to talk about. There is some hope, and I don't know how long I'll stay at 100%. I might go downhill. I don't know, but it actually fuels me to continue on my path and to continue to be on my plan that my doctors have set forth for me. And that is what I'm really passionate about, is letting people know that there's hope. Just because you have been diagnosed possibly with SCI, subjective cognitive impairment, or MCI, does not always mean that you're going to go into full-blown Alzheimer's. So that's what our hope is, to bring you hope through this podcast.